This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and... not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a very rare top of the hour interview. I've kept Thomas Renz on for another segment. He is the lead attorney in several major cases against the CDC, Department of Homeland Security, and Dr. Fauci regarding forced mandates and lockdowns. His website's Renz-Law.com and HoldThemAccountable.World. Thomas Renz, are you back with us? Are you there, Tom?
I'm here.
All right, we got you. So I wanted to lead off this hour because there was so much left to talk to you about, but let's start with something that's on everybody's mind, sadly, monkeypox. Now, listen, I think COVID's the biggest scam in world history. It's the flu, and there was no need for any of this. We had terrible flu pandemics from China, interestingly, in 1968-69, and everybody went to Woodstock and had sex and dropped LSD in the mud, and the world went on. Nobody closed Broadway shows. No one closed sporting events. No one closed the Vegas Strip, and nobody wore masks, and nobody got vaccines, and everybody was fine. And yes, 100,000 people died. It was a bad flu pandemic, but we kept society going, and we should have done the same thing this time, and the COVID vaccine and the lockdowns and the masks were all ridiculous. But how bad can monkeypox be? Will it be a repeat of what we just went through with COVID?
So, I mean, the guys that hate America and hate freedom would like that. But here's the thing, Ryan. So, monkeypox, we've known about monkeypox since 1958. Have you ever in your life given two flying somethings about monkeypox?
No. No, of course not.
So monkeypox, historically, does not spread easily. It's just not a big deal. But all of a sudden, it's a big deal. So here's the deal. You got to ask yourself, what's changed? There's two major changes. One is they've been performing gain-of-function research. And for anybody that doesn't know, that's what they were doing when they created SARS-CoV-2. And gain-of-function research is when you take a disease and you make it more transmissible or more dangerous or more whatever. They say they do it so that they can use it to develop medicines, but the reality is there is no good reason scientifically to do this ever. It's not a valid argument, and there's a long story. I've been through all my doctors on this. But the other thing that's changed is, you know, Peter McCullough just put out a great paper on the impact that the jabs have on your immune system. The jabs destroy your natural immune system. And one of the
right, they give you VAIDS, right? They give you VAIDS, yeah. The vaccine version of AIDS, right?
Yeah, they do. They do. And it's to the point where we actually see, you know, the vaccine AIDS cancers occurring. I mean, cancers that you only get when you have AIDS are occurring now in vaccine people. But the vaccine, one of the mechanisms that's impacted by the vaccine may make you more susceptible to monkeypox and maybe more severe. So you've got these two things going on. And here's what we don't know. Did they, you know, accidentally on purpose release another strain out there? You know, through the gain-of-function research, another lab leak? I mean, did we see that again? Are we dealing with something different than what we've known about for the last 70 years? Or are they just, you know, trying to cover their rear because, you know, it's never been a threat, but now all these people are jabbed, and, you know, it might be a threat. So this monkeypox thing, you know, we've got to get the word out there and make sure people are aware and say, you know, no and hell no. We're not locking down again. We're not doing any of this. You guys have caused this. And, you know, I don't care. I'm going to tell you, Wayne, I said this when SARS-CoV-2 started before, you know, everybody knew that it was nothing more than the flu. I don't care if it made me die in the street bleeding from my eyes like Ebola. It's my decision whether I want to walk outside and face the ravages of whatever disease is out there or not. I live in a country where I can jump out of a perfectly functioning airplane just to throw up a parachute. So don't tell me I can't decide whether I want to walk outside my house.
Right, and don't forget all the liberals who believe your body, your choice, or my body, my choice. Well, guess what? Why isn't a vaccine count as my body, my choice? They want to murder a baby up until the moment of birth or a week after birth, which is the most insane thing I've ever heard. And yet, if I say I don't want to take a deadly, dangerous COVID vaccine that's completely unproven, that never had a study, a real study, never had a pretrial with a control group, and when they finally did, were forced to release the pretrial documents of the you know, the poor subjects that they experimented on, there were 1,200 deaths, and there were pregnant women who miscarried in incredible numbers, about 80% plus miscarried, and there were mothers who breastfed, and the breast milk came out blue-green. I mean, Thomas, if this isn't mass murder, if this isn't genocide, I don't know what is.
I mean, it's the continuation of Mangala. It really is. It's that bad.
It's what it seems like. It's what it seems like.
And listen, here's the Pfizer document. Here's some things that you may not have noticed in those documents. You got to do some work to get here. First of all, when they gave the initial authorization, the EUA was based on trials, phase one, phase two trials, which were only a couple hundred people. They gave authorization on the Pfizer-BioNTech based on a couple hundred people. That's
amazing.
The second thing is they knew before they gave this authorization about all these real severe side effects and then covered it up intentionally so the public didn't, no one, they got this jab, was able to give informed consent because they covered up truth. They covered up the side effects. They covered up what was happening and what they knew.
And Tom, there was never a control group. That's unheard of in the history of vaccines. You're supposed to have Tom gets the vaccine, Wayne doesn't get it. And let's watch them both for a year, 5 years, 10 years, and see what happens. Maybe Wayne, who got the vaccine, will grow three ears and three noses, and he will die a horrible death. Then we know the vaccine's no good. They disbanded the control group after 30 days, so we will never know what the difference is between the people who got the jab and the people who didn't get the jab. That is unheard of and reckless in the history of vaccines. No one's ever done something like that.
In the history of medicine, and here's another point. It's not just the history of vaccines because these aren't vaccines. In 2019, Moderna, in their SEC filing, said one of the greatest risks to their stocks and their values is the fact that their products are gene therapies, and no one wants to take gene therapy, and gene therapies aren't approved. It wasn't until the FDA and the corrupt Department of Health and Human Services in general, pushed by Anthony Fauci, decided to redefine the word vaccines, that they became vaccines. These aren't. And by the way, this isn't a debatable thing. I have Pfizer documents as well. These are not vaccines. They are gene therapies. They're only called vaccines now because the CDC, FDA, DHHS decided to change the name, what the word vaccine means. But historically, these are not. And so we introduced a brand new category of drug based on a couple months test on 200 people. Are you kidding?
It's a disastrous decision and a disastrous situation. And the people who took the vaccine were very naive. They listened to government. They listened to Dr. Fauci. They listened to federal agencies. And they're learning what I learned, Thomas Renz. By the way, I happen to be Jewish by birth. And I learned what most, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, most of my Jewish family never learned, which is, what's the lesson of the Holocaust? Don't listen to government. Don't assume government's out to help you. Don't assume what government tells you is true. Don't do automatically whatever government tells you to do. Matter of fact, generally do the opposite. You know, Ronald Reagan said the 9 worst words in the English language. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. All these people blindly believed if government said the vaccine was good, we have to take it. And I said from day one to my fans, don't take it, don't take it, don't take it. Wait and see what happens. And I proved to be right.
Oh, you were dead right. And I'll tell you what, you know, the Jewish history is a big deal to me because the parallels between what's occurring now and what's occurred,
yes,
in the Holocaust,
agreed,
are mind-blowing.
Agreed.
Mind-blowing.
Agreed.
And much like the Holocaust, right up till some of the Jewish people were getting in the boxcars, they were saying, you know, if we just keep our head down and go along with it,
it's all going to be okay, right?
Maybe we'll be okay.
And yeah.
Well, it didn't work out so well.
No,
we have to learn from our history.
And Tom, you know, most Jewish people are not especially religious, right? I mean, that's what I found. Almost all my friends have always joked that, you know, Judaism is the only religion of people who aren't religious. And so most Jewish people do not spend a lot of time in temple. They're not highly religious. I'm not a highly religious person, but I am a Jew, took Jesus Christ as my Savior 32 years ago. And I do believe that this is the devil. It's the first time I've ever said something like this. I believe the entire Democrat Party is run by the devil. I believe this is Satan amok in our world today, trying to destroy everything good in the universe. I really do believe for the first time this is all about good versus evil and Satan versus God. And in the end, I have to believe God wins. But boy, do we have to fight, because it is a vicious fight against Satan. Hey, Tom, we're on the run. Music is on, which means the segment's up. Always an honor to have you on the show. Thank God you're fighting on our side. I would not be one of fighting against the great attorney, Thomas Renz. Thomas, thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, his websites are renz-law.com and holdthemaccountable.world, and he is a fighter for all of us. Thank you, Thomas Renz. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. They're coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to the show. Kyle LeBrew for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Kyle is running for United States Congress in Missouri's District Number 4. And he is an America First conservative. He is an entrepreneur. He is a family man. He is the right kind of Republican. You know, we don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need the right kind of Republicans. Too many rhinos running for Congress, and it doesn't make much of a difference versus a Democrat and a rhino. We need great Republican fighters, warriors, to stand up to these crazy people that want to convert all our children to transgenders. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder, right? We need people who are not a career politician, the kind that have ruined our country to rich themselves. Kyle LeBrew in CD4 in Missouri knows he represents you. He's pro-life. He supports term limits. He defends free speech. He understands government works for the people, not the other way around. He stands for the Second Amendment always, and for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. Please support Kyle LeBrew. No matter where you live in America, send a contribution to show that we love America First candidates. You know, even if you're given $20, even if you're given $5, even if you're given $100, just throw something at Kyle LeBrew. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. KyleLeBrew.com, LABRUE. KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. He's a big fan of Wayne Root and a big fan of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So a Democrat, I mentioned this earlier, Democrat Mondaire Jones abolished the filibuster and packed the Supreme Court to pass gun control, he says. He's a progressive Democrat from New York, said during a House Judiciary Committee hearing, he's a congressman, today, that Democrats would go to extraordinary lengths to pass major gun control. During his impassioned speech, he said Republicans cannot stop Democrats from passing this reform because Democrats would go to extreme lengths. This includes breaking the filibuster and packing the Supreme Court. Time after time, you've chosen your right to kill over a right to live. You will not stop us from advancing the Protecting Our Kids Act today. You will not stop us from passing in the House next week. You will not stop us there. If the filibuster obstructs us, we will abolish it. If the Supreme Court objects, we will expand it. We will not rest till we have taken weapons of war out of circulation, out of our communities. House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Jim Jordan of Ohio, Republican, said during his opening statement, Democrats are not serious about passing meaningful firearm reform and merely want to score political points for their base. Democrats never once reached out to us to seek any of our input on the legislation we're considering here today. Protecting children is not a Republican or Democrat issue. Democrats cobbled together a package of measures. This is not a real attempt to find solutions. Everyone here knows the reality that Democrats are in control of the House. Anything you and Pelosi want to pass, you can pass. And frankly, you've already passed numerous bills related to firearms. But because those bills are radical attempts to legislate away Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens, the Senate has not taken up the legislation, just like it won't take up this bill either. Yay! Good stuff. You know what I said yesterday, and I'll repeat it again today because I'm very proud of it, is that somewhere in America, heck, I'm in Las Vegas, somewhere every hour in Las Vegas, someone's driving drunk, and they're going to run someone over and kill them or smash into a car and kill somebody. And would that mean that I can't drive ever again? Wayne Root doesn't even drive. Forget about if I told you I, you know, drink responsibly and I just have one drink with dinner. I don't drink at all. I've never drank in my life. So why would I be punished when some other idiot gets in his car drunk and kills five people? It's a terrible thing, but the only person to punish is him, and everybody else in America and in Las Vegas doesn't lose their car keys. Sorry, they don't get taken away from you because someone else crashed their car. It's got nothing to do with me at all. So if you want to pass legislation that says when someone drives drunk, we're going to make the penalties twice as harsh, then do the same thing with guns. When someone commits mass murder with a gun, they get the death penalty. Simple as that. But being that I don't commit any crimes with my gun, I'll never get the death penalty. So it doesn't bother me. Just like I'll never get in my car and drive drunk. So it doesn't bother me if you pass laws that say 5 minutes after you kill someone in a drunk driving accident, we're going to slice your throat. We're going to shoot you with a fire squad. We're going to electrocute you in the electric chair. We're going to stick a poison needle in your arm, you know, like the COVID vaccine. I really don't care because I'll never get in my car and drive drunk. It doesn't affect me. So pass all the laws you want that people who commit terrible crimes with guns or any other weapon are going to be met with harsh penalties. But what you can't do is take away my guns because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm responsible. I'm law and order. I'm a great guy. I pay my taxes. I have a right to use my gun. I have a right to protect myself with my gun. And every time a crazy person commits a mass murder, you have no right to come looking for my guns. It had nothing to do with me any more than a drunk driver has to do with me, a guy who's never had a drink in his entire life, let alone in a car with a drink. I'm not going to be responsible for all the drunks of the world, and I'm not going to be responsible for all the mass murderers who use guns for the wrong reasons. I'm a good guy with a gun. Get lost.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is set to deliver a primetime address on gun laws from the White House Thursday night, his most high-profile effort to date to push for new legislation following a series of deadly mass shootings. The White House saying the president will urge Congress to pass common sense laws to combat the epidemic of gun violence that is taking everyday lives. The White House not being specific as to which common sense gun laws the president will be referring to. Some new sanctions are being imposed on Russia over its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The Treasury Department says more assets of prominent Russian government officials and business leaders are being targeted. Some have close ties to President Vladimir Putin. So far, the sanctions have yet to deter Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
sponsor of this segment of the show, Steals and Deals, LV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers. But now everybody gets to participate. Anyone who can listen to my voice in any of the 50 states on this nationally syndicated show, because they now ship nationwide. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse and everything must go. Stealsanddealslv.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You heard me, liquidation sale. 50 to 80% off. Shop around. Get the best prices. Then go to stealsanddealslv.com, and my buddy John will beat any price and every price. What a great idea for the consumer. For home, for your kitchen, for your bedroom, for your dining room, for your living room, for your patio, for your office, whatever you need, baby cribs to wheelchairs, generators and smokers to lawnmowers, and, of course, rugs and bed frames and mattresses to microwaves and refrigerators. Steals and Deals LV has them all. Just go to stealsanddealslv.com online or call 725-260-3337, stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. All right, we've got John Kovacs with us. He is a Republican conservative candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd District, CD3, business owner of construction companies in both Nevada and on the East Coast. His website is KovacsForCongress.com. John Kovacs, welcome to the show. How are you?
Very good. Again, always a pleasure to speak to you. We're in Nevada, 2 weeks of the campaign, and we're running hard.
So how is your campaign going? Tell us what you're up to.
We just got done doing some television advertising, get our word out. We're also advertising on radio, things like that. We're making speeches before various Republican organizations, and we're knocking on doors. We're making phone calls. We're doing everything you could possibly do in the last couple of weeks before we're already into the throes of the election. Anything we can do to garner those last votes.
You got it. June 14th is the Republican primary here in Nevada. What's today? The 2nd of June. So it's 12 days away. It's within 2 weeks. Yeah, early voting is going on right now, and the actual, you know, primary day is June 14th. But yeah, early voting is right now. I know because I voted on Sunday. So I just voted literally the other day. So John Kovacs, in the wake of the recent mass shootings, we need to protect our Second Amendment rights more than ever before. Where do you stand on gun control?
I'm with you on that. I see people using the tragedies that just happened recently. There's three of them now, with the one in Oklahoma, as an excuse to try to really get what they wanted, which is to disarm the population. And when you do that, you kind of leave the population open. What's going on in China where they could do anything to their population? The population has no recourse. I think it's a bigger issue that nobody really wants to take charge of. And, you know, mental illness, they say they're using it as a everybody's talking about it, but it's serious. I mean, these are people that have been thrown away, and they don't get the help. I mean, we used to have, you know, institutions for people like that. They throw them in the street, and then they wonder why this, you know, things like this happen. And we don't take care of our kids. But their kids are, you know, single family homes, broken homes, and this is kind of things that happen.
What about inflation? I mean, is there anything you could do to get elected to Congress about record high gas prices and record high grocery prices and shortages of baby formula? What can a congressman do, and how would you react to all of that?
I think what a congressman can do for sure is you can definitely get through legislation, you can definitely get the fuel and the energy independence back. For sure, and with that, and because everything's pretty much predicated off of that. As far as the baby formula goes, that has to do with the FDA regulations and things like that. And again, this a lot of the FDA falls under congressional oversight. And why is it only one manufacturer in the entire country? Everything else is farmed out someplace else. But that's because there are rules and regulations with employment and things like that that makes it prohibitive for businesses to do business in this country. And that's not the way it should be. We should be able to manufacture and create things in this country without having it to go someplace else. And if one factory falls down, there should be 10 others that are picking up the pace, so to slack. What's going on now is inexcusable, and it's happened over a very long period of time. It didn't just happen in one day or one year. It's been happening, you know, incrementally over the last several years, and it's coming to fruition into a head now, and this is why we're seeing it.
So tell me, John Kovacs, if someone is looking over the ballot for CD3 in Nevada, Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, there's quite a few people running. Why should they choose you? You're not a new, you know, you're a brand new name. You're not a known commodity. You're brand new in that district. You know, you've never run before. Why are Republican voters choosing you?
Great question, I'll tell you. For one, I'm going to tell you, don't kick a gift horse in the mouth, and here's the reason why. None of the candidates in CD3 that are running on the Republican side have held office. I am an outsider, a business, and I am the only one with a proven track record of 32 years. The others, one has less than 7 years working, and the other one is kind of bouncing around in terms of careers. Everybody's looking for Congress for different things. I really want to help the country. I'm a proven conservative, a true conservative, and over the last several months, your radio show, other radio shows, I've talked and spoken out about my conservatism, and I play chess, not checkers, nor do I play whack-a-mole. A lot of people just want to be more sensationalized than the other person. I'm here to make differences that are going to help the country and return the country back to its conservative roots. Because what's going on now, and you see, society's falling apart. It's ideology is the reason behind it, but it's leading to anarchy, and it's really bad. You can't go anywhere anymore. Even in our the crime is up. Everything's horrible. Everything. And
what's your background, John? I mean, people want to know, who is John Kovacs?
John Kovacs is a civil engineer, a business person who has experience in employment, health care, because I pay, you know, I have employees, I have health care. I'm part of a collective bargaining agreement. I sign collective bargaining agreements to be part of a union and things like that. And everybody's an employee to some degree. And you want to know, hey, what's Congress with taxes? I'm as a person who employs people, we pay taxes, we hold taxes. And I know how to with the tax code in terms of financing and things like that. That I have reaped the benefits of through experience over the last 32 years. That really goes behind me and making me what I am. And the other candidates do not have any of that, not even close.
And, you know, what about society and the problems with transgenderism? Now, all of a sudden, you know, one half of 1% of the world that's transgender seems to be ruling the world. And we have nothing better to do than to teach kindergartners that they should change their sexual identity. How do you feel about everything from critical race theory to transgenderism to, you know, to brainwashing and indoctrination of kindergartners?
And it's an assault on men. And I, you know, not to isolate the women, but it really is an assault on men and assault on little boys. And it's horrible what's going on in the school districts, and even from the college level all the way down with what they're trying to really, really push on society to make everybody think that that's normal. It's not normal, and it's not beneficial for society for people at a young age to be exposed to this and to be indoctrinated into this line or into this way of thinking or this type of behavior.
It's a sad situation going on in the United States of America, and the problem is that we keep electing not Democrats but rhino Republicans
who really are much different.
You know,
Republicans, 100% right, and a lot of people running are disguised, you know, are rhinos, trying to disguise themselves. Oh no, but they're not. I'm a conservative male running for Congress because I can get things done. I've been doing it for 32 years. No other candidate has that background. No other candidate has the business background that I have. 32 years I've been doing it, and I'm really doing Congress only because, not because I want to be a politician, because society has really devolved so badly. It turns my stomach, and I'm like, if I don't do it, nobody else will. And the other candidates, quite frankly, one's a rhino, and the other one's not really prepared. So I have to be. I'm the proper choice, and I really hope I could go. I want to get in there and do something and really make a difference.
And last but not least, let me mention your pro-life credentials, correct?
Correct. Matter of fact, we posted a couple things on at the time of our pro-life positions, and we strongly believe in that. And it's my feeling that because society, Roe v. Wade so many years ago, that was a starting point. They've kind of devalued life to the point where now, you see young kids shoot each other all over the place because life has no meaning because adults don't give it the meaning that it deserves because, if it's too inconvenient, we get rid of it. And kids see that. Children see that. Young adults see that. Society sees that. And what you're seeing with the gun violence now is it's only a manifestation of that. And that's where it begins, where it started from.
All right, John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress, Nevada's CD3, 3rd District, business owner of construction companies in Nevada and on the East Coast, a CEO and an entrepreneur's website, KovacsForCongress.com. John Kovacs, thank you for sharing with us on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, little housekeeping, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And my website, RootForAmerica.com. Where do you listen to this show? Just go to RootForAmerica.com, click on the top, listen now, and you're on my national radio show.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Show. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You always want a friend in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, your buddies, because they're Wayne Root's buddies. When you tell them Wayne Root sent you, you got two friends in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. A poll is out. And I always say on this show, it's so funny because liberals, you know, love to. In other words, when liberals describe Rachel Maddow or, you know, in the old days, Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, any of their liberal icons, they just say radio host, or they say television host, or they say TV personality. But when they describe Wayne Root, it's always conspiracy theorist and far right host, right? And the joke is, on every single issue, on every single poll that's credible, I'm on the side of the majority of Americans. How is that radical? How is that far right? How is that conspiracy theory? On every issue, on everything I believe in, America's with me. Probably like 98 out of 100 issues. So the latest poll is out, a national survey of 1,000 likely voters reveals that most Americans are in favor of training teachers to use firearms to protect themselves and their students from a shooter like the one who killed fourth graders and two of their teachers at an elementary school in Texas. The Trafalgar poll found 57.5% of American voters said that preventing properly trained school teachers and staff from carrying a firearm makes schools more dangerous. And 37.4% said that scenario makes schools much more dangerous. And almost half of Democrats agreed. 48.2% of Democrats believe that you need to train teachers with firearms. 57% of independent voters agree. 67.5% of Republicans agree. And the youngest demographic who took part in the poll, 18 to 24-year-olds, are in favor of arming teachers by a wide margin. How do you like that one? The youngest people in America, 18 to 24, 62% of them believe you got to train teachers to use firearms. How do you like that one? There's the final vote that matters. So, good news on the front of where we stand, not Wayne Root stands, I don't care where I stand, where you and I stand, where conservative voters stand. And when I talk about the craziness of this country, here's a California students claim a ban on campus trespassing is rooted in white supremacy and colonialism. You know, but at this point, we all laugh at all this stuff. All these people are crazy. And the good news is no one's ever going to hire them. They're never going to get a decent job. They're going to be minimum wage losers cleaning toilet bowls their entire lives after graduating college. Because nobody in their right mind would hire these mentally ill misfits that now are at America's colleges who believe in these crazy ideas. California college students are attacking proposed legislation that would allow the state's private colleges to charge trespassers on campus, while California public schools are already allowed to do so. Students claim the legislation giving private colleges the power to curtail trespassing is rooted in white supremacy, colonialism, and could lead to racial profiling by police. Look at Alessia Milstein. A Pfizer College graduate, by the way, I've never heard of that college in my entire life. She says, I just feel like it's kind of the epitome of why police don't work. You're trying to solve every conflict with a catch-all that's rooted in colonialism and white supremacy. Milstein's concerns are derived from a bill that is one chamber away from reaching Gavin Newsom's desk. Of course, he is the governor of California. If signed, the new law would give private colleges the ability to charge willful trespassers rather than handing out warning letters. California's public schools and universities already have the ability to enforce laws against trespassing. The bill's supporters say no trespassing letters are ineffective because there isn't a clear consequence for violating them. You know, it's just the people now in college are mentally ill, and they have no clue what the average American feels like, thinks like, lives like, and they have no clue, and I mean none, how to get a job and keep a job in the real world, because they're too busy protesting against racism and too busy demanding open borders so that the whole world comes in. And maybe the reason why is because these are the people that teach them. Right? California charter school touts proud queer Asian Latinx educator teaching the complexities of intersectionality to five-year-olds. KIPP Public Schools, a charter school operator in California, announced on Thursday, of course that's today, that one of its teachers identifies as a proud queer Asian Latinx educator and often teaches his five-year-olds about the complexities of intersectionality. By the way, I'm 60 years old, and in 60 years of my life, I've never heard the term intersectionality. I have no idea what it means, but I'm guessing it has something to do with teaching everybody that they should have both a penis and a vagina, and they can change like a frog from man to woman on an hour-by-hour basis. These people are all nuts. They need to be sent to insane asylums, and we just can't let them anywhere near our children. And if you haven't switched to homeschooling yet, you're not listening to what's going on in the world. If you allow your kids to go to a public school, I'm not even sure if private schools are options anymore, but certainly public schools are so bad, they're brainwashing camps to teach your children to change their sex on an hourly basis like a frog. Johnny is Jane tomorrow, and the day after he'll jump back to being John again. Our country's insane.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.